views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voice, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stamos.
Welcome to the Voices of Women. And we have a fabulous show for you today, this beautiful Friday that we have the sun back in Seattle, which we're all happy about. We're going to talk about leading a prosperous life today, how you can bring that into all areas of your life. What does it mean to be prosperous? And we're not talking money necessarily. My guest today is Debbie Whitlock. She's an award-winning business and personal finance expert and cash flow efficiency coach committed to the financial success of women around the world. A business owner and a radio host as well in Seattle, Debbie supports women to have the tools necessary to create the prosperity and good fortune they deserve. Debbie is a managing director for the year for the international organization eWomen Network. And it was an honor that was gifted to her last year at the annual conference in Dallas. And she also is the director of the Seattle chapter of eWomen, which I belong to. So I have the pleasure of being in Debbie's company once a month. And she's a fabulous leader in the Seattle area. Her website is www.debbie, and that's spelled with an I-E, debbiewhitlock.com. So welcome, Debbie.
Thank you so much, Chris, for having me on. It's fun, as you know, to be on this side of the microphone. Usually, you know, as the host, I'm the one steering the conversation, so it's fun to be able to be the girl getting asked the questions and sharing the information. So thanks for having me into your community.
Yep, you're welcome. So first I'd like to start with people's stories, you know, how you came into where you are now, how you came into work with women, you know, about finances, prosperity, all that. Has this always been a dream of yours to work in this area, or just something led you to it?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't. I think that it was definitely a calling, Chris. It was not something that I, you know, I didn't go to college and think, oh, I'm going to become a financial advisor and get into the space of money and get super, you know, wrapped up in it and understand and empower and educate women around that. It was, you know, by accident and design or divine design, depending on how you want to look at it. I was 26 and was at kind of a career crossroads and took a look at the opportunities out there for me, and financial services were interesting. It wasn't the fact that balancing portfolios and money and all that was like really the driver for me. The driver was the opportunity to educate people about a topic that they could oftentimes find really confusing and very terrifying, and I was able to clean that up for them, put them in a position of power, and really be able to help them move forward financially. Over the years, I was in the industry about 20 years, my practice changed. I built and grew an insurance brokerage and sold it and continued serving just my financial planning clients for several years after that, and just really was hearing inside myself that my message was bigger than my industry was going to allow me to be. You know, it's if you want to be a financial advisor and manage portfolios and create wealth for people, you know, that's certainly one way to influence and to support people in the world. And, you know, I just knew that my gift, like I said here a second ago, was the ability to take the complex topic of money, turn it around, and help people understand it and relate to it in their own life. And so about 3 years ago, I sold the last piece of my business and launched a new company called Fast Track CFO, where I'm specifically working now in the space of women entrepreneurs, small business owners, around helping them make really clear, conscious decisions around their business all through the lens of money. So taking all those years of training and experience and now applying it to the business world, and really empowering women, because the reality is, we are controlling the wealth. We will inherit the wealth. We are launching companies faster than men. But the mystery of money still stays with us. And so I believe that while my time here on this planet is what it is, I have the opportunity, a really beautiful opportunity, to work with women around money, because what I know is that money gives us choices. And when women believe and truly understand that they have money, they believe and understand that they have choice. And that means that they now can choose a different or new relationship. They can choose a different or new work experience. There's a lot of choice that comes with that, and ultimately a lot of power, which I want women to be able to understand and own.
Yeah, that's so true. And I'm thinking about, because you've been doing this for several years now, and quite a few when you first started in the financial industry to now, I'm just wondering how you're seeing it shifting for women and the opportunities that are available for, and it's kind of, it's more holistic now. It's more, you know, not just about money or building a business, but it's also about personal growth and developing our skills. And just how are you seeing it shifting?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's the male, female, masculine, feminine energy conversation. I think that, you know, I know for myself and for so many of my peers, you know, we came through the, you know, 80s and 90s, you know, into the 2000s, and now, you know, really up until about 2000, really kind of owning this masculine space of being in business and being in the world. You know, sensible shoes and shoulder pads were what it was all about. And, you know, we were going to be hard charging and hard driving. And, you know, it was a man's world, and that's how we were going to be. And so what I really have noticed myself in the world, and not just in my world. I mean, I definitely have one of those beautiful positions of being able to be in my own life and in my own community, and then step this stuff out and take a look at it, you know, as a whole. And what I noticed a number of years ago is that women were really starting to yearn for something more, bigger, deeper, I think is better than bigger. And that was really a shift into understanding that, you know, as women, we can be women, all 100% woman, and run a successful business. We can be all 100% woman and successfully understand the finances of our household. And so this I think kind of shift, if you will, a little bit of a gentle shift, you know, into, you know, women just really being able to own their own place in the world as women, and to be able to understand that, you know, quite frankly, we just do things differently, and that's okay. And that the male model of existence and running our lives, and just to be clear, I am not male bashing at all. I love men. I love the men in my life. That's not what this is about. But I think for so many years, we received so many messages about there was one way to do things, and we got really confused. And now as women are starting to stand out and step up, it's easier for us to look, you know, to the horizon and see another woman and go, okay, I'm at the beginning, you know, she's further down the path, but I see how I can get myself there too. And that's exciting. I think it's just a really exciting time to be a woman in our society and in our culture, making a really big difference in the world.
Yeah, it is an exciting time. And what you spoke about, to me, you know, brings up the idea of mentorship, because it's hard for us to see ourselves going forward if we don't have that vision of women in, we'll say, you know, I'm just saying in power or whatever, like you sort of mentioned, like that we, as we learn our skills, and you have and I have, and have reached positions of leadership, that we need to be, my stance is we need to be visible so others starting off can see, that's possible for me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I believe that when we step into our own brilliance, it gives other people the courage, and they find their conviction to step into their own. And when we keep ourselves small, you know, I mean, it's Marianne Williamson. That poem is like plastered all over my office. And you know, when we own our own light, we give other people permission, you know, encouragement, if you will, to do the same. And the more women who step up again and stand out, it really does bring other women along. And, you know, ladies, I want to say for the ladies listening who are like, yeah, but I'm not on some, you know, mission to, I'm putting air quotes around this, you know, change the world. I'm not, you know, I'm a really great wife, an amazing PTA mom, and I rock it, you know, when it comes to getting my kids to practices and music lessons on time. Well, you know what? You're making an impact on the world, because if you're not that kind of magnificent woman in the world, then our future is in jeopardy. You know, we all get to be magnificent in our own ways. It's not about, you know, running a big company. It's about being magnificent in your own life and being an example, because the mom who is that, who is magnificent in her home, is now a magnificent leader to her daughter, you know, as she grows, or to her son, who understands and respects and appreciates what it's like to be around a strong woman and how to support that. And so we all get a chance to make our own difference, and we all need to be able to support one another along that journey in every step of the way.
Yes, and it's about respecting each other for what path we take. And there's, I say you're a leader of your own life. You're a leader of your home. So, yes, a housewife, a woman who's being a mother and taking care of her kids is being a leader there for sure.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just the most profound thing, and it's so critically important in the bigger scheme of things. And, you know, for years I heard women dismissing that, you know, really minimizing that. You know, I would cringe when I would hear a woman say, you know, you'd be out with your, you know, your spouse or your partner, and you're at a cocktail party or some kind of event, and you know, I'm connecting with another woman. I say, tell me about yourself, because I'm curious. I would want to know. Tell me about yourself. What is it that you do? And, you know, they would look at me and they would say something like, oh, you know, I'm not like you. You know, I'm just a housewife. I'm just a stay-home mom. And I just, like, I mean, it, like, physically hurt my heart, you know, and I would just let that kind of settle for a second and, you know, not get in their face and say, you're not just a, because some people aren't ready to hear that. But just kind of poke around at it a little bit and really just let them know how much I respected and appreciated the work that they're doing in the world and the value that I see in it.
Yes, and it is so valuable, and I think we've come around that. I think that there used to be more of that, and I think that's shifted, that we have had to, you know, honor the choices that people make. And a lot of women, you know, they choose to be at home, but then later down the road, the kids get out of school, and they're, you know, they start, and you see that shift of women stepping into another purpose in their life, that they can, other dreams that they've had now that the kids are off to, you know, college or out of the home. And then there's just so much of that now of, you know, older women of branching out and doing some great things. Well, this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back in a few moments and talk more with Debbie Whitlock.
To experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety, you can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive medium and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasily is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stanis, and I want to announce again that we have opened our application process for our 23rd annual Women of Wisdom Conference. It's February 12th through the 16th. The deadline is August 1st. Just go to our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. Click on the Conference 2015, and all the information is there. And if you need an it's getting close to August 1st, and we know a lot of people travel. If you need an extension, just email us and let us know. Email wow@womenofwisdom.org. Okay, so Debbie, how about you giving your website and also how people can find out about your radio show?
That's so nice of you. Thank you for asking. So my website is just my name, DebbieWhitlock.com, D-E-B-B-I-E, and Whitlock is W-H-I-T-L-O-C-K. Best ways to listen to my programs, which are Femination on Tuesday mornings, 9 to 10 a.m., and Fem Finance on Fridays, 9 to 10 a.m., and those are both Pacific time, is to go to the website 1150kknw.com. Little listen tab in the top, and you can tune into the shows, and we talk about everything from girl chats and what ladies are going through in our lives at this particular phase to, you know, money on Fridays. You know, today's show was about kids and money, having conversations with kids about money. So I love to tell stories, and I love to feature other people. So real similar to how you run your show, Chris, is that I most of the time have a guest with me, and we just have great conversation and really want to educate and empower the listener. So DebbieWhitlock.com is the repository really for everything. So you can go there and find all information.
Great. Well, we were talking about, we just ended in the last segment about transitioning, that, you know, we have a lot of women having the empty nest syndrome, you know, coming out of and then realizing that they want to do something for themselves. They, you know, maybe they set aside their dreams that they had at a younger age, and now they're trying to figure out what they want to do, or maybe they know what they want to do, but, you know, they're in transition, which brings about its own set of problems or difficulties that they face. So how do you work with women that are in that situation?
Yeah, you know, I see that a lot, Chris. It's, you know, I see gosh, you know, women have children, you know, they get married, they have these amazing children, they grow their families, and they really are set. I mean, as women, that's just what we are, nurturers. And so we give and we give and we give and we give and we give. And we get so focused in on the nurturing process of the people around us, our kids, our spouses and partners. Now even including, you know, our parents, so many of us kind of in that sandwich generation piece, where we have, you know, the caring of our parents. And I'm finding women around me, Chris, as their last children are transitioning, you know, off into high school and moving on into college. I think of one very good friend in particular. You know, last summer I asked her, I said, so, you know, how excited are you? Like, how excited are you? You know, in a year, you and your husband will be, you know, completely quote unquote kid free in your home. Like, what a great opportunity for you. And her eyes just welled up, Chris, and she started crying. And I was like, what did I just do? And she said, Debbie, I am so petrified about that. And I said, why? Tell me. She goes, because I don't know who I am anymore. And I have no idea even where to start looking for her. And it broke my heart. And the more that I step around and I start looking at women and having conversations with women who are at these transition places, that it really is hitting me that there's a lot of women who have given so beautifully so much of themselves who are now really depleted and really need to find and come to community. And so one of the first things that I really suggested to her and to other women listening who might be in that place who, you know, when you ask them what's their dream, they don't know because they've been living, you know, everyone else's dream for so long, is to start to connect with community again. Really get connected with women in particular and start just listening to what's happening around you. And you'll start to feel a stirring at some point. And it's going to be different for everyone when that stirring starts to happen, but you'll start to feel something inside yourself really start to talk to you. And that's usually an indication that you're on the right track, that it's time to start looking at something. But mostly just give yourself some grace and be a little bit gentle. Know that it's okay to be a little bit scared, and it's also really, really exciting.
Yes, and something that I learned way back in the 70s, that feeling scared and feeling excited is a very similar emotion, and I could switch my fears to being excited by just remembering that. A counselor had told me that one time, and it's true. It's a similar feeling, and just to switch our mental thought of, yeah, well, this could be exciting, and still you have to face your fears. I mean, they're going to be there. They're there for all of us. We're always going through transitions, and that's a particularly tough one. Another one is women going through menopause, older women who are, they might be facing the age of needing to, well, they might be transitioned out of their job and facing retirement, and what are they going to do? Yeah. All sorts of things. So we're always faced with these transitions.
Yeah, I think that change is, you know, there's a quote out there, you know, change is certain. You know, one thing is certain, change. Change is out there. And it's going to happen for all of us. You know, things are, you know, it circles around us at any given moment. And just, you know, again, I think that having this circle of people who are in our lives who care for us and care about us, being able to lean into them and to be able to talk about it, and also just to be able to own the fact that we don't always have our stuff together. You know, it really is okay to be vulnerable. You know, it is okay to say I'm scared, and it's okay also to communicate I don't know. I don't have an answer. Because sometimes what we do know is that when we don't have our answer, we need to borrow somebody else's. You know, sometimes we just need to hook up to somebody else's for a little while we get clear, and that's perfectly okay.
Yeah, that reminds me of something that I read recently. It was just like, fake it till you make it. Which is like, okay, you know, and not that you want to fake it, but sometimes it's just trying on a new face, trying and experimenting in the sense of, and if it doesn't feel right, you go try something else. But doing nothing doesn't get you anywhere either.
Mm-mm. No, you have to stop. You know, you have to start taking steps. If you just stay in the same place, you're going to get the same experience. You're going to get the same results. You know, change is the only way anything new is going to happen. And it is scary, and it is a little bit frightening, and it is completely worthwhile.
Well, one of the things, and you talk about this too, you know, is like being a mom, but even businesswoman or anything that we're in, we tend to do it all ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be dangerous because, I mean, I face that too, where you have to let go sometimes and realize that, and it's what you're talking about, of being in groups of people, finding support, and finding community, to know that you don't have to be there by yourself. You don't have to face all this by yourself. And if you're in a position of leadership, you also don't have to do it all yourself. It's a real danger.
Oh,
we go into overwhelm.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, it's the, you know, and trust me, I am a recovering, doing it all myself kind of gal. I resonate with this one. And I see this with my clients a lot, my business owner clients. You know, we really have to do some training, you know, of ourselves around that. We have to get ourselves in a positive, in a different little mindset. And we have to be able to have, again, good examples. You know, I'll use as an example, you know, my own business. I've had an assistant for years and just really had a hard time replacing her, and went probably the last 2 years without any type of support, either physical inside my office or virtual. And was just really trying to work through the systems and, you know, finding, and it just wasn't working. And one day I had just had it. I'd had it. I knew that the only way that my business was going to grow any bigger than, you know, my little bossy pants was going to do it is if I got out of my own way and I got somebody on the team. And it wasn't going to happen through a service, and it wasn't going to happen through this. And so I wrote a really sassy Craigslist ad. Quite frankly, I was a little grouchy when I wrote it. And I put it out there, and within seconds, I got this email back, and it was equally as sassy from this gal, and she follows it up, and she followed it up again, and we had a phone call and totally, you know, hit it off, and now she's been, you know, with me for about 6-7 months now. And I share all that because when I finally said enough and had my own breakthrough and really was sharing that with other businesswomen in my community, I can't tell you the number of businesswomen who I know in greater Seattle area and who I've met online who say to me, Gabby, you know that when you talk about when you'd had it and then you did the thing and you wrote the ad and you found your gal, I did that too. And so what's been really cool is, again, it was just an example of how we model that for each other. And so I did it, you know, Maxine is my amazing assistant. You know, we model one kind of relationship. Somebody else saw that and said, I want it too, and they're able to go out and create it, and so on and so on and so on. And I believe that even things like that that may not seem so, quote-unquote, significant make a profound impact on people in bigger ways than we ever, ever can begin to imagine.
Yeah, so true, and it's modeling it. So, and people, and it wasn't just you did it; it became visible that you did it, so others could see, like, hey, that, you know, something I need to do too. And there's that fear of finding the right person that you're going to work, you know, because what if it doesn't work out? All those fears that we have, but you don't know until you try, and then it's like you got to figure out, well, how are you going to work with them? What are you going to give them to do? All those questions that come up, and you just got to. Well, like you said, you had it. I think that's what sometimes that motivates us is, okay, I'm done. This has got to change.
I have hit my tipping point, and I can't take any more. And sometimes that's what we have to do. My hope is that we can start making those decisions as women sooner and take action sooner so we don't get ourselves to that place.
Yes, it's good advice. Well, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and we are going to take another short break, and we'll be back shortly.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of 2-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Ornam.com. That's Ornam.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey? Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit ruintuit.com for more information.
It's a song from Lorraine Bays from our Woman of Wisdom CD that you can purchase on our website. Just go to a products link in our womanofwisdom.org website. It's got some great music from some amazing women singers that have been at our conference over the years. Also want to announce we are bringing back our fall festival. We're doing a fall harvest festival on October 11th. So if you're in the Pacific Northwest and you're an artist, a healer, a reader, or perhaps you work for a nonprofit in the sustainability, permaculture field and would like to have a booth at our festival, you can find out more at our website. Just go to the link about on programs at the top, programs, and scroll down and find Fall Festival. There's application forms there, and those are due September 15th. So we're very excited about bringing that program back. So today I'm talking with Debbie Whitlock. We've been talking just now about the overwhelm of trying to do it all and coming to those decisions of as Debbie stated, of hiring an assistant. And I know that the relief of that you've had. And part of that is finding, you know, a balance in. And so I'd love to talk about how we, you know, that pursuit of balance to in our lives. You know, we talk about the different aspects. There's the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects of our lives, and we're wanting, in a sense, prosperity in all those areas. Is it even possible to find the balance in our lives and not be overwhelmed with trying to find the balance?
It's sort of like chasing your tail and you're a dog. Like, it just keeps going around and around, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think, you know, Chris, what I've observed, and this is something that, you know, I wrote a blog post about this probably about a year ago, because I was so frustrated with women who I was, everywhere I was going, you know, I want to achieve balance. I want to achieve balance. And I would stand there and scratch my head, and I knew what they were talking about. I knew what they were trying to say is they were trying to, you know, arrive at a place in their life where, you know, things weren't necessarily so flipping chaotic all the time. And I said, you know, I would always get this kind of curious look on my face and kind of wrinkle up my forehead and scrunch up my nose. And they'd be like, what? You look like you disagree. And I'm like, I don't think I disagree. I just think there's another word for it. And I said, the reason is this. I think of balance like when we're little girls and we would be on the playground and we're on a teeter-totter. You know, the fun part of being on the teeter-totter was we went up and down. The fun part of being on the teeter-totter is not when we had balance, where we just sat still. right? And so I really started to spend some time thinking about this and what it would be like, and I realized, like, I don't want balance. What I want is a rhythm. I just really want to be able to understand that there's a rhythm to my life. You know, just like the ocean, you know, I live near the ocean here in Seattle. And so, you know, some days the tide is really high and some days it's low and some days it is stormy and it looks like somebody's got a blender in there. And some days it is crystal clear and beautiful. And yet it always seems to work out, right? Everything seems to have its purpose. I did another interview earlier this week with a woman. We were talking about the same topic. Balance came up again. And she was so excited. She's like, I'm so glad you don't believe in it. And she looks at it as harmony. You know, when you look at music, if you love to follow music, individual notes sometimes sound a little harsh and off. But when you put the whole symphony together, or a certain instrument sounds a little bit unique, but when you put it all together, it comes together into this beautiful melody and it creates this harmony. And so I think of women, you know, billions of dollars have been made in the self-improvement industry, and I am a student, a lifelong student of personal development. But we as women are chasing our tails in this pursuit of balance, you know, trying to find the place where everything is even, and I don't think life works that way. I think that sometimes things are really rocking in your emotional, you know, health, and you're feeling really great, and sometimes, you know, you feel like you're hanging on by a thread. And I think sometimes in your physical body, you feel like you're really rocking it out, and you're exercising, you're eating clean, and some days all you want to do is just shove your head in the bag of potato chips. And some days when it comes to your spiritual health, you spend your time, you've got it carved out, you're meditating, you're praying, you're reading, like you're really being mindful of that. And sometimes weeks will go by and you don't do that. And all I would say to you is give yourself a little grace. You know, I was on a call about 2 weeks ago with Dr. Fabrizio Mancini, and it was a series that eWomen Network did where the founder, Sandra Yancey, brought together a list of luminaries and thought leaders and interviewed them for the week. And Dr. Fab said this. He said, when you fulfill your health potential, so the physical piece of things, really care for the vessel that we have, your emotional, spiritual, and physical as well, it's the way that you will fulfill your life potential. And so if we think of having all these different aspects of ourselves and ways that we can care for ourselves, when we're doing all that to a certain degree at a certain time, it's the way that we get to live our optimal life. And I believe that's where, you know, what I say is create the prosperity and good fortune we deserve. That's where it comes from. I don't think it all gets all the same attention in exactly the same increments at the same time. But when we have that awareness and we focus in on those places, that's where the magic starts to happen.
Yeah, it's having that awareness and that sense of, when you were talking about harmony, the word that came in my mind is grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you feel that sense of grace. I remember being in a, taking a spiritual class at Unity and then walking to work, and I sat there, at the time I was in clothing design, and I was sewing something, and I just found this love of what I was doing, and it felt this sense of grace that just came over me. And it was combining that, you know, being spirit at work. You know, it isn't like separate, like, okay, I do your spiritual life here and you do the physical life here, you go to the gym and you go. It's allowing it to flow back and forth, and being aware you can be working, whether, well, a work thing, and feeling your spirit, but you're not focused on it. It's like in the back burner right now. This is just coming to me now. But also, it's like, I think sometimes they talk about balance is we're such a workaholic society in the U.S. that it's work, work, work. So I think that's why that word balance keeps coming up, is because we're so focused on work that we forget to play or take time with our relationships. And it's just about not, you know, finding that kind of a balance, that you're not overdoing it in one area constantly, particularly work. I think it really centers around work.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a culture here in the U.S., I mean, we have, I mean, think about it. We define ourselves and each other by our work. When you go to a cocktail party, you know, networking event, I'm going to pull that out because that's typically where we're having the appropriate conversation. But if you're at a cocktail party, or you're invited to a barbecue here in the summer, or hooking up with friends at the park or on a boat or whatever, and you're meeting people for the first time, isn't your default question 90% of the time, everyone listening, oh, so, you know, what's your name? Great. How do you know the host? Da, 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 da. So what do you do? Like, that's where we go. What do? For work. Like, that's our implied question. I work really, really, really intentionally that when I'm out doing something socially, my first question isn't, so what do for work? Because I really want people to understand that it's time, like you're saying, Chris, that it's time that we put an emphasis on other places in our life. And yeah, we need to play more. Trust me, I was not a playful girl for a long time. But we have got to play more as a culture and as a society, especially, you know, Western here in the U.S. in particular. You know, our focus is on our job and we are defined, quote unquote, by that. And, you know, we need to step back a little bit and remember, you know, play is important. We have to have fun. It's the lightness, you know, that helps inspire, I believe, our creativity and our leadership. That's where the beauty happens.
I so agree that sense of play, just whether play means taking a walk in a park, getting out of your normal activities of the day, allows that creative mind to come forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't have to be like, you know, I had somebody say to me, oh, I don't play. I'm like, we all, just what you just said, Chris, go for a walk. You know, go for a walk. That's play. Just free yourself up to do something that's not sitting at your desk hunched over your computer.
And what you feel passionate about.
Hmm.
And some people have a hard time figuring that out. Like, well, I don't know what I feel passionate about. And that's, again, just exploring and trying different things out. And to feel in your body, what does it feel like to do this?
Yes. 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 And that's, you know, and that's kind of what we were talking about earlier with women, you know, women who are transitioning, you know, their kids are growing and moving on, you know, it's the passion and their dream, like they lose that. And, you know, they'll just, they'll look and they'll go, how do I find it? Exactly what Chris said, go out. Experiment, try things, take a dance class, take a pottery class, go paint something, you know, sign up for Tai Chi in the park, do a boot camp, you know, running boot camp, do something until you find your passion. It's out there. In fact, it's trying to get to you, but you also need to get up and go looking for it.
Yes, and pay attention because the universe speaks to us. So look for the signs, you know, if you see it, even a billboard can speak to you like, oh, yeah, I used to do that. I like doing that. What someone said on the radio, oh, yeah, you know, and so it's just, you know, it's paying. If you're asking and put your intention forward, you know, there'll be answers showing up. You have to pay attention.
So true.
Listen, look, all your senses out there. Well, this is Chris Stainis of Voices of Women, and we will take a short break and come back and talk more with Debbie Whitlock.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leap off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field field of paranormal studies, Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I am Chris Stanis, and we're having a fabulous conversation today with Debbie Whitlock, who I know personally, and I'm so glad to have you on the show, Debbie.
Thank you, Chris, for having me. It's just, I enjoy talking about women, and I enjoy spending time with other smart women like yourself. I really appreciate you having me into your community today.
Yes. Well, and we're in our last segment. There's so many directions that we could go because we're women and we do that.
Yes, filling time and conversation is not a problem for us.
Yes. So, and one of the things is our dreams. I want to get into, you know, women, if there's any sense of people giving up on their dreams. I mean, you know, like, mm-hmm. you have dreams as a teenager and in college, and then life happens. And mm-hmm. and I think a lot of people now, when we get older, we're looking for, is that dream even possible again? Do we give up? Or do we mm-hmm. to regain that? I mean, obviously, they would shift because we're older and wiser. And
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, so here's the thing, your dreams, you know, I believe that my dreams are just little whispers to me, of the things that I'm meant to do. And so I remember as a little girl, you know, I had dreams of being a veterinarian. Well, you know, I'm 44 years old. I'm not going to be a veterinarian now. I could, but I'm not, you know, but what that dream taught me was, you know, what I hang on to and remember is, you know, how much I love animals in my life and how important that is. And so, you know, when you think, if you're a woman listening to the show going, I am just so disconnected, like I told you, you know, at the top of the show, you know, Kristen was sharing about my girlfriend. He's like, I don't know. I don't have a dream. Like, that just breaks my heart. Like, I don't know what I'm passionate about. I don't know what I'm lit up about. Like, spend some time just, you know, thinking again. When you were a little girl, what were the things that lit you up? Like, what got you so excited? And then take a look as an adult woman, like, where are the places in your life that might fit now? You know, whatever it is that you were dreaming about or dreaming of doing or dreaming of becoming, look at ways that, you know, you might be able to tap back into that now. And here's another thing. Those dreams don't necessarily have to be your vocation, right? It does not have to be your vocation. It does not have to be your primary job. Your dream, the thing that fills your heart, could actually be an avocation. It could be the thing that you love to do just because you love to do it. You know, I have a friend who is an extreme sports enthusiast, will never make money as an extreme, as, you know, sports enthusiast, you know, has a really button-down kind of superhero day job, but had lost their dream for a while until they got back in touch with that and realized that they could live that dream, you know, in a way that really filled them up on weekends and, you know, during their vacation time. And that's how they were able to get back to the dream that they thought they had lost when they really checked in with themselves. You know, and the other thing, too, is, you know, get a journal. For anybody listening who knows me, you know, my funny story, Chris, you've heard me say this before, is I have had a hate relationship with journaling all my life. I really struggled with it. But, you know, when I took a look now and just have these various notebooks around, you know, my home and my office, you know, sometimes I'll get a bit of inspiration. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it, and I write it down. And so that can also be something as you're trying to connect back to that part of yourself when you've been living and giving everything for everyone. When you try and come back to yourself, oftentimes you just have to be a little bit quiet. So one of the first things that I would suggest is just be quiet for a little bit. Be quiet with yourself, with your thoughts. If that means you get 10 minutes outside in the backyard or 5 minutes in the car before the kids come in or a chance to go for a walk by yourself, no iPod, no headphones. Just be with you for a while, because I think we just shove all our desires and dreams and voices down inside ourselves so much that when we get to this place where, gosh, I just feel so lost and I don't know where to go, we have to give it some time and space to come back to the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just to be with it, be okay with where you're at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think sometimes we try and rush from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. And, you know, I had a good friend recently who was going through something, and I, we were talking, and there seemed to be kind of a frantic energy about it. And I said, you know, what if, just as a friend, you know, what if you just let yourself be for a while instead of do? You know, instead of filling the time with the doing, have a fill the time with the being and just be quiet for a bit and just listen to yourself and to your heart and all the things that are amazing about you. You know, I think you'll be better for yourself and better for the people who love you and want to support you, you know, if you do that. And I think, again, as women, if we can give ourselves that gift from time to time and even put it in part of our day, it can make an absolute profound impact.
And again, that's also being showing, being a mentor to others, showing, being a good example of what it means to take care of yourself, and not always doing. We're such a doing society, and I think we're shifting that, you know. But things are kind of slow. So another shift and transition, and of course we're just at our last couple minutes. But you know, you're in your 40s. I'm going to be 65 in October, so, you know, women aging, and we have, you know, we go through menopause, and we're getting older, and there's a lot of, confusing messages about that for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I've been in menopause now for 2 years, and I was told when I knew internally in my body that I was starting that process about 38, 39. And I was told by my doctor at the time, you know, that basically, you know, it was kind of over. Hang it up, sister. And, I don't have children. And there was all sorts of stuff that was going on for me. And I started listening to other women that, you know, they would talk about, and your sex life is going to dry up. And your spouse and your partner aren't going to be interested in you. And you're going to gain weight. And you're going to get this. And I just thought, oh, my God, like, what are we doing to each other? Like, why are we setting this expectation? Why is it that I, as a woman of 40, and you, you know, now 44, and you, Chris, as a woman, you know, in your, you know, early to mid-60s, like, why is it that we have to be like that? Why can't we fucking rock out who we are at whatever stage we're in? Who says that once you have menopause, you know, sex is going to suck? Like, that's just not acceptable. That is not acceptable. You know, we are beautiful. All of us are beautiful women. You know, and we should be able to express ourselves in every way. You know, it's not, your life is not over at a certain point. In fact, it's just another season. It's just another opportunity for something exciting and beautiful and rich. You know, don't believe what, again, going back to the beginning, Chris, where we started, this male model that, you know, our culture has put on us about business and sensible shoes and shoulder pads, you know, is also a big message that we were fed for years, you know, by men in the medical industry. And we don't have to do that. You know, we are living longer, healthier. You know, we are really, as women, we are waking up and we're being more clean about what we put in our bodies and on our bodies. You know, I think it's the most magnificent time to be a woman on this planet. It is just an amazing time to be here, to be able to support and celebrate other women, you know, and to get curious about what they're doing and wonder how I can get more of that. You know, I look at women in their 50s and 60s. I look at women like you, Chris, and I think, gosh, I want to be that cool. Like in 20 more years, I want to be that cool. You know, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're connected, you're outgoing, you know, you give back to the community. Your intention is to leave the planet better than where you found it. I want more of that.
Yeah, we all do.
Nothing has to end.
Nothing has to end. And unfortunately the show has ended, and we're going to have to leave it with this wonderful message that you just left with. And thank you for all that you give to our community in Seattle and the gifts that, you know, and the shining bright light that you offer everybody. Well, this is Chris Stainis, and we are closing the Voices of Women show for today. Thank you so much for being on the show, Debbie.
Thank you.
And I want to remind people to check out, again, the website for Women of Wisdom about the annual conference. If you want to be a presenter for a three-hour workshop, be sure to go to womenofwisdom.org and click on the conference 2015. Also remember our fall festival, October 11th, if you want to be part of that. Go to programs and look for fall festival. So next week I'll be interviewing Karen Tate, and so I'll be looking forward to that, and I hope everybody has a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasili is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.